Yeah. Yeah. Kiva Kroll. Kiva has been by us for a long, long time. Baruch Hashem, he made his way back down south. And then you made your way back here south.
Where were you?
He used to live here, but now he moved to New York. But now he's here. Well, I'm not sure why I'm talking for you.
Where in New York? Why did you guys live there? What?
My dad got a job.
Oh yeah? What does he do?
He's a principal.
Thanks.
When your dad gets a principal job, you go along with that. Yeah.
What do you like better, here or Riverdale?
We're recording right now, so I'll say that to the recording. Elo ve elo. Elo ve elo, Baruch Hashem. But really, such a schuss to have Akiva back, to have Rav Davi back. I think you've been away just as much as he's been away, Taka, no?
Wait, you only left for 4 weeks? 3 weeks?
No, he's been out for a year, but if... Every week that we don't have you, it feels like a long... Alela, I love you, don't get me wrong. You have the same... You bring a different taste. Good taste. It's very easy to be... I said, we say this all the time. When your heart's open already by with a neguna makam mamash from a holy place, just want to keep on going. been an interesting week. The past 24 hours, the past 48 hours. And Rabbi's father was Nifter. Rav Amir's father passed away. So our learning shvili Nishmas, pretty sure his name is Mordechai Arya Yosef, and Osher Zelig. Baruch Hashem, it's just to be able to, it's just to have a Rebbetzin who allowed me to go to pay a Shiva Kol, Baruch Hashem, and I had a very, very life-changing experience, and I sat in Arabi to stick here. I heard so many stories about Arabi's father, but when you heard it, when you're sitting at a Shiva Kol, like, Mamish, you know, the Svarim say when you say, Hamalkam Yenachem Eschem, right? What's Eschem? You're supposed to say, Hamalkam Yenachem Ata. What's Eschem? Eschem is plural. Or Ah, why do you say Eschem? So all the Svarim say is that the Neshama is very much in the house during the Shiva. You're not just talking to the people alive, you're talking to also to the Neshama. That's why, pretty sure, the Rambam writes that if you have two mitzvahs, of Bikur Cholim or Nicham Avelim, you're not sure which one to do. If you go to the hospital, visit your sick friend, or to go comfort the mourner, who do you go to? Comfort the mourner, Nicham Avelim. Why? Because Nicham Avelim, you're not only comforting the alive ones, you're also comforting the soul of the dead one. The dead person, by the person who's sick, it's one. So it's two versus one. So the Rambam passes Nicham Avelim wins that. I want to do a piece of Kiddushas Levi. I think very much ties into everything that Rav Weinberger's father lived for. Rav Weinberger's father was malish battered. His entire mishpacha was killed in the war. 19 years old to be able to be a survivor and still live on, not just live on with Yiddishkeit. Mamish's whole essence, waking up at 4:30 a.m. the first one in shul. Incredible, incredible person. So we look inside the Kiddushas Levi. This piece is the pasuk by Matan Torah. A few pasuk, and right before we get the Torah, the pasuk says, you don't have it in front of you, but he alludes to the pasuk. Pasuk says, Yutes Hey, Yutes Dalet, Atem Reisim Asher Asisim Mitzram. You saw what I did to Egypt. Va'aseh Eschem Al Kanfei Nesharam Va'avi Eschem Elai. The Simcha Liner song, but before it was the Simcha Liner song, it was a pasuk in the Bible, in the Holy Torah, in Exodus, in Yisrael. Chodesh Baruch Hu said, I carried you on the wings of eagles, and I brought you to me. I carry you on the wings of eagles. And Rashi says, what does it mean to that, on Nesher? Rashi says, Kanesher anoyse goyzov on knofav, shekol sharov was nosem as benem en ben agleyam, all other types of birds put their children under their feet. Maybe someone they're afraid that another bird can fly above them. They're only scared of a person. Maybe they'll shoot an arrow at him. Therefore, the eagle puts the fledgling, ooh, fancy word, upon his wings. But says the Kiddushas Levi, what's the deeper pshat? Kadosh Baruch Hu is considered. We're considered al kanfei nesharim. Right, the street in Yerushalayim. My doctor in Yerushalayim, his street was called Kanfei Nesharim. Tip when you go to Eretz Yisrael, Israeli doctors are good, but if you have American conditions, like I need to see a doctor once a month, also needed to eat a little bit in Yerushalayim, American doctor. Exactly. It's in that area, Kanfei Nesharim. It's in Yerushalayim. Not in urban unit. It's like, I don't know. It's huge.
I also went there.
Good place. Says the Kiddushas Levi. Why is a kanfei nesharim avi eschem elai? He says, what's a nesher? Nesher is an eagle, not the Philadelphia Eagles. He says, kanfei nesharim means, and he writes from the Medrash that a nesher, every 10 years, all of its wings, all of the feathers, they fall off. And then it regroups and restarts again. So it says, you might think at the end of the day that the nesher, after losing its feathers, at the end of the day, the owner wants to have nothing to do with the eagle. Says the Kiddushas Levi, "Akam fei nesharim va'avi eschem elai." You might lose your wings, you might lose your soul, you might mess up. This is one of our main themes that we've always spoke about. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Your mind constantly." Look over here. Right, it says over here. Father's up from the bottom, the second column. Ma'atem. Vatem to you, lemelechas kohanim v'goy kadosh. Right, in the next pasuk it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're going to be my holy nation, my holy people. Says the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shetamid tiyo goy kadosh. You're always going to be my holy nation. Ki sha'atzadik noifel lefamim. Even when a Jew and a tzadik falls, the madrageso. Eino oved Hashem Yisbarach, ala ata, ein tzrichem atam lipo madrageso. Etavdu as Hashem Yisbarach, tamid batano godo ma'od. At the end of the day, a tzaddik falls and it's very hard to serve the Rebbeinu Hashem after. But you're never going to fall. Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling Klai Yisrael Matan Torah, we have an eternal connection. My connection to you is forever. It's everlasting. No sin and no avera can ever get in the way of that. And that's something we spoke about always, the machlokis between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, and the machlokis Gemara and Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Vav. Usually the machlokis between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda. What's a machlokis there? A machlokis there is, when do we consider Hashem's children? When are we considered on Kanfei Nesharim? Says Rabbi Yehuda, when you do the Ratzon Hashem. When you do the will of Hashem, when you do the right thing, then you're considered Banim. But if you're not, you don't do, you mess up, Avadim, you're an Eved. Says Rabbi Meir, who sees deeper, Rabbi Meir Balanes, who's able to see a Jew's real essence. Rabbi Meir says the famous words, Bekach uVekach Nikra Banim. Whether they're doing the right thing, whether they're doing the wrong thing, we are Kadosh Baruch Hu's eternal children, eternal kala. Shetamid tiya goy kadosh. This is exactly what it means. Akanfei nesharim. Why a nesher, says the Kiddush Levi? Kiddush Levi says because a nesher, even though the feathers fall off, the feathers always grow back. Kadosh Baruch Hu says you're mine forever. And we paskin in that Gemara. We paskin like Rabbi Meir. It's brought down in a Rashba. I don't know that many Rashbas by heart. But Rav Biederman quotes from the Rashba, very halachic tonight, yeah? Rashba says, Rambam, Rashba says, we paskin like Rabbi Meir, Tshuva 190. And the Kabrina Rebbe, not to bring it down to a little more Chassidisha, Kabrina Rebbe said, where Slonim comes from, the Neshiva Nesir Shalom comes from, he says that a mitzvah lefarsim this Rashba, to every Jew, especially in our generation. When someone falls and someone... Rabban Shalom doesn't have nothing to do with me after what I did last night, what I did yesterday. Chas v'shalom. A Jew's essence is a chel chamim al mamash. We have good within us. Okay, sometimes we might fall, we might do the wrong things. But down deep, Kadosh Baruch Hu knows, he sees that akan fein esharim. He sees our good, he sees our essence. My Rebbe's father was someone who had every reason to throw it all away. Every reason. So they're asking Reimer yesterday at the Shiva call. So what's Pshat? What's Pshat that Zaidi was, his daughters are there, that Zaidi was able to stay strong? So Reimer, I never heard him say this before. He said, he quoted from Rabbi Shlomo Karlach, and he said the following. He said, anyone who had a positive experience before the war, any survivor who had a positive experience with Judaism, with Yiddishkeit, from their Rebbe, from their parents, from their friends, they had a little positive experience. After the war, what else did they have? They didn't. Where else were they going to go? But someone who had a negative experience with Yiddishkeit, that a Rebbe Mamash battered them and told them how bad they were. After the war, he said, Hitler clapped me and I need another Rebbe to clap me. They left it. He said, the reason he told his daughters, the reason why Zaidi was able to not only go on, but shine, 4:30 in the morning. He would be there before all the Rosh Yeshiva. All the Rosh Yeshiva would be there. Rebbe Bender, who's a big Rav in Farakwe. He said at the Levaya that Rav Amir's father would be there before he was. It's not just about surviving. It's that he was his oxygen. Yiddishkeit was his oxygen. They wanted to put his. They wanted to redo his tefillin. The tefillin that thousands of Jews put on in Mathausen, and he snuck out. And three times the Nazis put it into fire, and all the clothing and all the typhus, everything got cleaned up and burned up. But it's one thing that didn't get cleaned up, and what was that? The tefillin. And every day, he wore those tefillin. And even when they're apostle, I remember Weinberger saying this, that he would go home, and before doing anything, he would put on those pair of tefillin. Because by Yiddishkeit, it wasn't just Mordechai Weinberger when I'm learning, and then I'm... No. It was his essence. It was his oxygen. Judaism was who he was. Weinberger said another crazy story. He said that they had some... Oh, it's okay, I'm saying this. They had some college students over one Seder. So someone said to Rav Weinberger's father, like, how do you know the Ribbono Shel Olam exists? We went through such torture and Holocaust, everything. How do you know Hashem exists? He says, how do I know Hashem exists? We just said in the Haggadah, Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Like, for, there was no tainas on, there was no kashas. So what happened was, one of those guys, he grew up from, he's not religious anymore. So he said to him, you're not religious because you're asking questions on what I went through. I went through the Holocaust and I'm still serving the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's a very warm person on my own. He was telling him, don't use my experiences for your excuses. I mean, at the end of the day, he was battered and down. And his, that whole generation, my grandparents had every reason to throw in the towel. But there was something burning inside of them. And I think it's this whole Zman of the year, post Tu B'Shvat. Really pre-Purim, this is what it's all about. At the end of last week's Parsha, it was Amalek. Amalek attacks. And this week's part, the beginning of the Parsha, talks about the Yishma Yisrael. What did he hear? The Gemara in Zvachim tells us, on Kuftez Zayin. What did he hear? He heard about two things. He heard about Kriyas Yamsuf and the Chamas Amalek. So Kriyas Yamsuf, I understand that's what I'm saying. You heard the sea splitting. But what's so great about Amalek? He said there could be a nation who tries to weaken you, tries to cool you off, and tell you you're right. The only reason why Rav Shor said that, the reason why that Amalek attacked us, because the puzzle right before we had a doubt if Hashem existed. Hayesh Hashem mikirbeinu yim ayin. We wanted to know if we really trusted in Hashem, because we stopped seeing all the miracles. Says Rav Shor, when a person has those doubts, then an Amalek attacks. But a person is strong, like Rav Weinberger's father, like Rav Weinberger said yesterday. He said my favorite pasuk in Tanakh. He said four words. It's a pasuk in Megillas Esther. Lo yichrev, lo yishtachave. That Haman came by every single day, and Mordechai wouldn't budge. Lo yichrev, lo yishtachave. And I heard Rav Weinberger say from the Sfas Emes, or is it from the Kedushas Levi? No, it's Kedushas Levi. Lo yichrev, lo yishtachave. It shouldn't have said in the futuristic tense. It should have said lo kara, lo yishtachave. He didn't bow down. What's lo yichra? He will never bow down. It says the Kedushas Levi, Kedush Baruch Hu, and Mordechai. Mordechai, like his father's name was Mordechai, instilled within the Jewish essence of the Jewish nation that no Jew will ever bow down. A Jew is a Jew no matter what. Lo yichrev lo yishtachav means that Mordechai implants within each and every one of us, and no matter where we go, remember that we're a nesher. Remember al kanfin asharim. Remember who we are. And I thought it was so apropos to be able to say this is Kedushas Levi, and really connected to Rav Weinberger's father, because his whole life. I could go on for hours now saying mamish, literally 20 other stories about his father. But his whole life was just one of never giving up, of always, of just believing the Ribbono Shel Olam, not just believing the Ribbono Shel Olam, but mamish being on fire for Hashem. That's all he cared about, being on fire. And when a Nazi or an Amalek came into his life, it didn't matter. He moved on. And chas shalom for us to have any tainas on anyone. I mean, we don't have any tainas on anyone. Everyone to their own. But that's what, if I could say, Rav Weinberger's very special. For me at least, and I know hundreds and hundreds of people that their lives have been changed. To produce a neshama of Rav Weinberger, you need to come from a holy place. That came from his father. His father's mamash lo yichrev lo yishtachave. Understand that at the end of the day, the Tu B'Shvat, the fruit, you don't even see the fruit on the tree, but down deep in the sap, I spoke about this last week, there's something changing, says B'nai Soschar, down deep in the roots. You don't see the fruits, but down deep in the roots, something's changing. It's the whole essence of Tu B'Shvat, it's the whole essence of Purim. And down deep within each and every one of us, we have something called Hashem, Neshama. And we have a Malik outside the world. And it's our job to listen to the Neshama, to listen to Al Kanfei Neshama, to listen to Kedushas Levi, to listen to the pasuk in the Megillah, Lo Yichrev Lo Yishtachav, and Bez Hashem, should be a tremendous aliyah for the neshama, should be a tremendous for the whole mishpacha, for the whole Gans Klai Yisrael, and Bez Hashem, should be zochah to always remember, Kadosh Baruch Hu is always there. We paskin like Rabbi Meir, Bekach, Mikach, Mikorban, we have direct access wherever we go, to feel it, to live it, and to be at Bez Hashem. Yeah.
Amigdash,
Oh, yeah.